Well, happy Wednesday and hello to everybody at Two Tarts, on your laptops, on your phones, and all the ships at sea. This is Maple Lance, and this is Maple Sweet Sounds, Volume 1, Number 8. Well, I guess I know quicker than the average person at seeing what's right in front of me. So after 8 weeks, it finally dawned on me that I don't have to do this just as text on my profile page, but this being an audio edit, I can do this as an audio segment if I want to. So here we go. Let's give it a shot. So this week for our Canadian Driftwood segment, Moxie but not Fruvus. And that's a CanCon reference that some of you might get, and if you don't, I can always explain it to you later in the comments if you like. And for New Buds, a band that knows its blues, whether it's Blue Waves or Blue Ponies, and I'll explain what that means in just a minute. First, thanks once again to Mr. Zen Chaos, my colleague and fellow Canuck, who suggested the Canadian Driftwood segment for this week, as he did last. As you'll see from the two links that I put on the profile page, the man knows his driftwood. If you don't know what I mean by that, just listen to those wonderful performances he did. Thanks once again to Nickel Silver and Reader 7 for inviting me to be part of Two Tarts in the first place. Thanks also to Nickel for one of the two scripts that Zen performed, and for suggesting the other, which was a Mastlib script. So, without further ado, for Canadian Driftwood, Moxie. Moxie was one of the first wave of hard rock heavy metal bands, came along a little bit later than Deep Purple and Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and a few others like that, but still part of the same cohort. Got together under that name in Toronto in 74, released their first LP, Moxie, in 75, and the song I've linked to is from that record, Sail On, Sail Away. That was Zen's suggestion. Thanks again, Zen. As you hear from this and a few others, I think, although they were definitely slotted with heavy metal and hard rock bands at the time, they had a lighter touch, a bit more deft, to my ears anyway, than some of their contemporaries. Another song from their first LP is Can't You See I'm a Star? That was a hit, at least in Canada. And the link I've provided is to a live performance from Toronto in 2015. That's been one of these bands that's broken up and reformed with one or two original members and otherwise a new lineup. If you watch the video for Sail On, Sail Away, listen to it. Well, first you'll hear, especially in the second chorus, about 2:19 or thereabouts, a nice nod to Led Zeppelin's The Immigrant Song from 1970. But just watch the video, and I can attest that those are some of the most 70s album covers that ever 70'd. I was there, although a little bit later than this band, and you can take it from me. I've also linked to a song from their second LP, Moxie 2, called Take It or Leave It. And this is what an example of what I mean by a lighter, defter touch. This is where they kind of showed they can swing. And from the You Never Know Who's Listening department, thanks to an influential DJ in San Antonio, Texas in the early 70s, they picked up a loyal following in Texas, which apparently continues to this day. Now over to New Buds, and my choice this week is a band from Vancouver, Hey Ocean, that formed in 2004, just released their fourth LP. And they've done my heart good in many ways over the years, not the least of which is having played several times on the same bill as another Vancouver band called Said the Whale. I don't know whether Said the Whale formed a little bit later than Hey Ocean, and I don't know whether they chose their name in answer to Hey Ocean, but I'll be featuring them on a future Two Tarts, future Sweet Sounds. So what I've chosen today, again from this fourth LP, is called Amsterdam. But also, I hope you'll listen to the same LP, Can't Let Go. And then probably to their biggest hit to this day, at least in Canada, is from 2011, and that's called Big Blue Wave. Check out the video for that, which is lots of fun, very clever. In a little bit of unrelated trivia, if you like, or maybe related, Ashley Ball, the lead singer, is also a voice actor, and she's appeared in many productions, including My Little Pony, Friendship in Magic, which is apparently started in 2010 and still going, for which reason she has a big following among fans of that show, And she is the subject of a documentary from 2012 called A Brony Tale, about the phenomenon of guys of all ages who love My Little Pony. So there you have it. That's Maple Sweet Sounds for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you again soon.